This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Representatives of public sector unions from all around the world came together in Durban, South Africa, November 27th to 30th, to plan a global response to the continuing attacks on public services. They participated in the 29th Congress of Public Services International. The PSI is the global union federation which represents public sector unions at the world level. Its affiliated unions represent 20 million workers around the world. One of those unions is the Service Employees International Union, the SEIU. I talked to the Secretary Treasurer of the SEIU, Elicio Medina. I asked him if he had found that the unions at the Congress were facing common problems.
Well, and actually, you know, it made me think of how small the world is becoming. I've been talking to delegates from Peru, from Mexico, from South Korea, and listening to the debate here, it's become very clear that we share in the United States a lot of the problems that other unions around the world have. Privatization, violation of workers' rights, and the capital trying to maximize profits at the expense of workers. So it's pretty clear that we share a lot of the same problems. Now what we need to come up with is the same solutions and commitment to fix them.
Why does the SEIU think it's important to be involved in an international labor organization such as the PSI?
Well, you know, it's pretty clear to us that capital has no borders, and they go anywhere in the world in order to maximize their profits. Similarly, trade union solidarity and action should not have borders, and no one country, no one union is powerful enough to deal with the problems that we share. And so for SEIU, it's critically important that we establish relationships around the world, and more importantly, that we figure out how we work together to help each other fix the problems that we face.
One of the issues being discussed at the Congress is the situation of migrant workers. Can you tell me what you think are some of the major problems migrant workers face?
Well, it's pretty clear that the situation in far too many of our countries are that people find themselves having to immigrate in order to have a better life for themselves and their families. And as they do so, they go into countries where they have no protections of the law, where they are basically seen as cheap labor and someone that they can exploit. And I think that what we need to figure out is how do we deal with this globalization of capital and the impact on workers. And we need to be able to push our governments to ensure that the human rights and the labor rights of all these workers are protected, because they ought not to be treated differently in the countries they go to. They are contributing to those countries. They are enhancing the quality of life for people in those countries, yet at the cost of their own. So we feel, based on our experiences in the United States, that we have to push for much more humane solutions to the issue of immigration. I'm proud to say that in the U.S., immigrants have organized themselves and have now become a political force in the life of the United States, that I'm hoping that in 2013 will lead to a legalization of all those undocumented workers in the United States, and thus a path to citizenship and full protection of our labor rights. But that ought not to just happen in the United States. It ought to be what happens around the world.